This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Now, if you're anything like me, you can never find a resource until you're really looking for it. And even at the Father Matters office, when we need to help someone with housing or mental health or dental or anything, it's like, we need a phone number. Well, guess what? We have Adrienne Decker Delgado from findhelpphoenix.org, and she's going to share with us a major, major important resource. She's going to tell us how you can get in touch with agencies and services, and I'm just going to stop talking. And Adrienne Decker Delgado, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about findhelpphoenix.org and how did you get involved? I know the story, but you got to share this.
Well, I've been a social worker for 30 years, and my entire career, almost every client I've had has no idea where to find resources. And there are tons of resources in Maricopa County, people who are caring, people who would like to offer their services to the residents. But the problem is the residents don't know how to find the resources, don't know where. So we created a website that has 14 different categories of services, including housing, legal, mental health, dental, medical. And if you just type in findhelpphx.org, you can see all those categories on the website. And we hope that all of those categories will meet your needs.
Well, you have findhelpphx.org, findhelpphoenix.org. You also have a Spanish partner site. What is that?
Oh, yes, we do. It's called Encuentra Ayuda PHX.org. And we have all 1,450 free and low-cost resources on the Spanish site as well.
Tell us some of the services that you have that they can get in contact with.
We have some father support and legal help in the East Valley that I like to recommend people. A man named Neil Tift, awesome guy, offers a child support clinic and law clinic once a month. He has a six-week anger management group, father-child activities. One thing I love is that there is a drop-in group there in Mesa for fathers with children with special needs. And the children with special needs, to me, represent a population who oftentimes are forgotten, as well as the families who have those children. They need a lot of support.
So why did you start findhelpphoenix.org?
Because when I was working at Public Health, I would go to events and ask people if they needed resources. Many, many people came up to me. I remember one woman who came up to me who hadn't been to the dentist in several years. She had an active infection in her mouth and didn't realize how serious it was. She just thought she was in pain but didn't realize that other health complications could result from that.
You had a story you wanted to share with me, and I definitely wanted to hear. Can you tell us a little story about findhelpphoenix.org?
Well, I will never forget this. So just as the website got started in 2012, I was speaking with a group of foster parents in order to tell them about resources for them. And there was a gentleman in the audience who was shaking his head in the negative throughout the entire presentation. And I thought, oh, I wonder if he doesn't like this. Or, well, he came up to me afterwards and he explained to me that he was 62 years old. He and his wife were foster parents of two children. when he was 60, he went to the Access office, which is Medicaid in Arizona, and he was $50 short or over the amount to get access. He asked the access worker, "What can I do? I need to go. My diabetes, I feel like it's getting out of control, as well as my blood pressure." And she recommended that he go to his church and ask for money there. And he told me, "I'm a very proud man. I'm not going to take money from my church." And about a month later, he had a stroke and went into kidney failure because he wasn't aware that there were free and discount medical services. And we looked up his house and also a medical clinic in his area, and it was only 4 miles away. He had to go through that because he didn't have the knowledge and spent about a month in the hospital.
Now, you and your husband was the foundation of this. How did that come? I think your husband was helping with the website from the beginning.
Yeah.
What is this awesome man's name? Because now this thing is like, I'm looking at it right now while you're talking. I'm trying to listen to you and look at all these awesome things on the website. What is his name?
Well, his name is Jesus or Jesse.
Okay.
And I had developed a database over the course of about 3 years of resources, and we had printed it, so we had books. But the phone numbers and services and all that changed. And so 2 months into the copy of the book being distributed, it was out of date. Wow. So we thought about developing a website so that we could make quick changes. And unfortunately, the county didn't have money for it. They wanted to develop it, but it was a brand new program. So I went home and I was really bummed out and told my husband, and he's a retired computer engineer, and he said, "You know what? I'll do it." And he had never done a website before, and he developed our first website. We're into our second generation now,
yes.
But I'm very, very, very thankful. I've got a great husband.
Tell us about the multiple categories of services.
Well, I'll tell you the top three. We've got 14. The top three categories that are most popular are housing. 22% use housing, 10% use jobs, and 9% use dental. It makes a lot of sense in today's economy. We have a real lack of affordable housing in Maricopa County, and a great deal of people are in need for lower-cost housing.
What I also love on your website, you're so open, and you're just trying to – you're not trying. You're literally giving this service away. I love when you said, please email any nonprofit resources that aren't included. How can – tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. If you're on the website, let's say you're looking in elder services and you're looking for a service and you can't find it. Well, if you scroll down to the bottom of the website, it'll say contact us. It'll go right to my email. Tell me about the service, and I will, as long as it's okay with the service, I will get it on there. We are always looking for new services. We add between 2 and 5 per week.
You have health care, I'm just reading some, senior services, transportation, food. So is that how an organization will get in touch with you to say, hey, I want my agency, church, or organization on your website? How would an agency do that? What would they have to do?
Yeah, they just click on Contact Us and send me, you know, their information. I will email them. They will fill out an information sheet, and we will get them on the website. Happily. I do need to let people know that we do not take for-profit resources, only nonprofit, free, and low-cost resources.
So anyone can contact you in the disability. So how do you talk to people when they call? What do you say when the agencies want to get on the website? Do they got to do an application? What do we have to do?
Yeah, it's just a form. It takes them about 15 minutes. They give us their address, phone, a description of their service, cost, if any.
Okay, because then what I want to do, I got more questions, but we're going to go into the commercial right now. But also, I want to talk to you about when a service changed. So let's say you got Father Matters information, but we're changing the dates or we're changing that service. How do we do that? That's just getting in touch with you pretty much, right? But right now, you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Adrian Decker Delgado. And we're talking about findhelpphoenix.org. We'll be back with Adrian after this.
Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us?
Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Again, our special guest is Adrienne Decker Delgado, and she is from findhelpphoenix.org. That's findhelpphx.org, findhelpphoenix.org. We've got a ton of stuff during the commercial break. We was talking about stuff, so we want to get all this in. Adrienne, during the commercial break, we was talking about two things: the parenting classes opportunity. But first, you got some summer camps coming up. Can we talk about those?
Yes, I just heard about this a few months ago, and it's a camp called Camp Soaring Eagle. It is a free camp. Actually, there are camps offered throughout the summer for children with chronic illnesses. And the children have to be 6 to 15. Mm. You will, when you get on the website, there is a banner at the top that moves, and you will see, it will scroll, and it will say Camp Soaring Eagle, and you just click on that, and the information's right there with the phone number.
So is that their website or findhelpphoenix.org?
It's going to be, you go to Find Help Phoenix first,
okay,
and then at the top there's the banner, and then you'll see that scrolling information.
Yes, the need a car seat class, and it'll come up on that. Yeah, while you were just talking, you can click onto the Spanish version of this website right here, right now.
Right.
So if they go to findhelpphoenix.org in the far right, and how do you say that in Spanish?
Encuentra ayuda. PHX.org.
So if you click on that, it goes straight to the Spanish website. And I see right here the free camping programs for children with serious and chronic illnesses, year-round programs. So yeah, it's like the banner from findhelpphoenix.com.org website. So that's awesome. That's powerful. Now tell us about this parenting class as well.
Well, I actually was trained in this class in January, and it's what's called best practice. It has a lot of research showing that it's extremely effective, an extremely effective parenting class, and it's called Triple P. There are free classes all over the valley, and what you need to do is call South Phoenix Healthy Start and ask for Emily. South Phoenix Healthy Start's number is 602-304-1166.
Do you have Neil Tiff's fathering information? I know you told us about his program at the top of the show. Do you have a contact phone number for Neil?
I do. For those of you living in the East Valley, this is your nearest spot. It's 480-834-9424.
I like here, too, if you can't find something, if you get overwhelmed, you can punch in a zip code or an actual agency number as well, or a type of service. So if I punch in the zip code, what will happen?
If you punch in the zip code, the map will center right around your zip code. And right next to that zip code, you can put a search term. So let's say you put the term depression, and then you put a zip code. You're going to find the closest services that serve individuals with depression. And, I would like to talk about a depression support group.
Let's hear it. You got phone, you got contact info and all that?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Gosh, I have not met one person who has ever heard of all of our free support groups for depression, for anxiety, for obsessive compulsive disorder, and for bipolar disorder. And it's a group called the Mental Health Guild. There are 13 groups in the Valley, all of them free. And the best part of it is that they're run by a person in recovery. Studies show that people who are in recovery, who have recovered from a serious mental illness, tend to be better, more effective in working with people with mental illness because they know what they're going through.
And I appreciate that because a lot of times, especially in the late 80s and the early 90s, you hear people say you got to have a degree to do this, you got to have a master's degree to do that. And I've heard pastors say it through the years. I'm a dad myself, so I run, you know, Father Matters. Unless you walk through those shoes, of course, you know, if you need that license or that degree, I'm not knocking it at all. But it is nothing like hearing from someone that's been through what you've already been through. Because people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And they want to know, how did you get through? How are you where you're at today when you were actually sitting in my seat 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago? Also, what I love, that the car seat class. You got tell us a little bit about the car seat class. Because they say what over close to 90% of car seats are putting cars wrong.
That is correct. And there are so many different types of car seats that it's very, very confusing for parents and caregivers. We have another, if you go to findhelpphoenix.org, you will see the banner that says, need a car seat class. I believe that's what it says. Mm-hmm. Click on that, and there will be a phone number of a person who can tell you of a class in your area. Sometimes we can find free seats. Sometimes we can find seats for $35, but it's one of the most important things. Of course, we wanna protect our children. So, but yeah, most people do have the seats installed incorrectly.
You know, Adrian, it's now May. Kids been getting out of school last week, this week, all next week. We're going into the summer, and what I love on your website, you have food assistance because most of the children, only time they really get meals is during the school year. Where can people go for food assistance? And yes, this is all on Find Help Phoenix. That's phx.org. But what's going to be out there for the summer for these families?
Well, there is a program called ArizonaSummerFoods.gov, and it is a you type in your zip code, and it gives you the schools that are closest by and churches that offer free breakfast and lunch. And some of them do dinner as well.
One location?
Hundreds of locations.
That's what's powerful.
Yeah,
so
hundreds.
From Maryvale to the East Valley.
Yes.
And what's the name of the agency again?
The website is AZ Summer Foods.
Okay.
And you can also on the banner, you can also get on there and it'll say looking for food assistance.
Yep.
Click on that.
Yeah.
All you got to do is type your zip code in and you will find the closest resources for food boxes, dining rooms. A lot of people don't think about having one dinner a week at a dining room to help them save money. Lots and lots of food assistance.
I am sitting here this whole time during the interview, as you can see. I am just going through this website, and it is so easy. It's so simple. And just like you said, if you see all the boxes, you say, oh, I don't need this. What I need, it says, what are you looking for? Punch it in, and then it says near. Put in your zip code. Because, you know, all these boxes will overwhelm you when you first get on the website. But that's why you have that, what are you looking for and what is your zip code?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to let people know that if you've got a need going on, a challenge in your life, get help now.
Yeah.
We are, especially, you know, when children birth to five are developing 90% of their brain development by the age of five, we need to make sure that if a child has been traumatized by a parental death, alcoholism, or drug addiction in the home, we want to make sure that they get the help quickly because that will affect them for the rest of their lives unless they get that healing assistance.
And this is for any and all nonprofit organizations statewide, state of Arizona. Findhelpphoenix.org. I mean, and we got listeners all over the country, like I shared. So what if there are some agencies that's, hey, I want to do a Find Help California. I want to do a Find Help Kansas City. We have listeners all over the country, Adrian. Can they get in touch with you for ideas or what can they do?
Yes, we've already had other states get in touch. One state just wanted to do one for mental health, but I recommend holistic need, every need that you can think of on one site. And all you have to do is scroll down, click the Contact Us button, and, you know, send me an email.
Yeah, see that.
And we'll go ahead and we'll talk. We'll talk. I, you know, this needs to be nationwide.
So all of our listeners in Denver, all of our listeners in Buffalo, Milwaukee, all of our listeners, hey, findhelpmilwaukee.org. It's possible. Get in touch with Adrian. Like you said, scroll down, click on the Contact Us. But now when I'm looking at the bottom of your website, I see you have Strong Families, AZ, First Things First, Maricopa County. Who else and what part, what role do all these agencies play?
Well, we are very, very grateful to receive funding from a program called First Things First. It's a voter-approved initiative in 2006, mm-hmm. and we tax 80 cents per pack of tobacco products and take that tax. And people have created health and education programs and safety programs for children birth to five. Many states don't have this, and I'm very, very proud to be a grantee for First Things First. They've really, really made a difference in our community.
I'm looking at you have aid to adoption. You have adoption agencies, adoptions, connections.
Oh, yes.
Partnerships. Can you share some
lots,
of those?
Lots.
I mean, I'm just looking at this website. It's like, you just go ahead and talk. This thing is just loaded with information.
Well, one resource that I am so excited about is it's called Newtown. And what it does is if you are in a certain income level, I'm going to give you an example. Three people, this is just for Arizona, three people making $45,300 or less. It's a program where you can purchase a first home if you haven't owned a home in 3 years or more. And what you do is you save $5,000 and you take some budgeting classes and all that, and the program will match that $5,000, $15,000 more.
Wow.
You'll have a total of $20,000, and it does need to be paid toward the purchase of your first home for down payment and closing costs. You can't go out and buy a car with
right.
it, in other words.
Right. You know, while you're talking, and I'm just jumping all around the website. You know what's powerful? I love what you said this morning about the young man, the gentleman who had, he was very prideful and didn't want to ask for support or money. What I love about this, in the privacy of your own handheld phone, your device, or your laptop, if you need any kind of services, all you got to do is go to findhelpphoenix.org. It is right here. No one has to know. Because, of course, mainly us men are full of pride, you know, and I'm looking at it right now. You have the summers is here, basically, but it's coming up around the corner. You have stuff for kids and youth. A lot of parents are going to be leaving their children at home during the summer because they can't afford daycare and the kids are out of school. I hear stories of people leaving their 7-year-old daughter to watch the 5-year-old and the 2-year-old 8, 9, 12 hours throughout the day. What do we have for kids and youth on findhelpphoenix.org?
Well, one of the resources that is awesome is the Boys and Girls Club. It's, you know, I can't remember right now the fee. I want to say it's $35 mm-hmm. for the summer program. And it's generally, they recommend children to be at least six. They have all sorts of activities, and they're all over the valley. So hopefully there's a location near you.
So tell us once again how to get in touch with your website. What's the best things to do? And again, the importance of a website like this.
Yeah. Well, let me go with the importance first. I want my country to be caring and loving. And there's a lot of caring and loving people out there. And we don't hear about that on the news. We hear about the bad things. And we can be this way. And I want to make it super easy for people to find resources so that they can live happy and healthy lives.
And how can I get in touch with you again?
www.findhelppx.org. Scroll down and click on Contact Us.
Adrian, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you. And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.